Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Tes. As we continue here in the jam-packed Arvei Pesachim, this is the last daf related to Kiddush Inyanim and Seder Inyanim and Simchas Yantiv. Then we'll have a little bit, starting by Hashem tomorrow, relating to the Zugos and other more Kabbalistic issues, a little Agadata, and then we get a couple of daf Agadata, and then we get back into Seder issues with the next Mishnah in a couple of days. Okay, but first today, we still have issues of Kiddush and Simchas Yantif and related. I hope tonight to give a daf Pein Shir on Af Hein Hayu Bo So Anes, on the topic that came up on yesterday's daf, which we need more time to discuss. Says the Gemara on Kuf Ches Amid Beis. Taner Rabbanan. Hakol chayavin barbasu kosas halalu. Echan anashim ve'echan tinokos. The Tanakhama says, everybody's chayav in dalat kosos. Men, women, and children. Wow. Men, women, and children. Amar Yehuda v'chimat to'eles yesh letinokos. What good is it? What profit, what benefit does a child get out of wine? So what kind of chiyuv is there? Why should there be a chiyuv for children? Ella, right, says the, we'll get back to the exact conversation that took place. Let's just read the next line. Ella, what rather should you do to children? Mechalkin lohen klayos ve'egozim ve'erev Pesach. You give them nuts and roasted nuts on erev Pesach. Kedei shelo yishnu v'yishalu, so they don't fall asleep. They keep interested. They know there are a lot of treats on the night of Pesach. And then they ask, they stay up, and they don't fall asleep. What exactly is the conversation that took place here? We know in general, children do not have a chiyuv in mitzvahs. That, says the Rashbam, is exactly Rabbi Yehuda's problem. Right? The Tanakhama says, a chayv and dalat kosos. Why? The Rashbam says, shegam heim nigalu. They were also included in the geula. Right, this sounds like what we had up top. We mentioned quickly yesterday, the Af Hein Hayu. Right, women are also included in the Geula. So here too, children are also included. Answer of Yehuda back, but they're pater from mitzvos. Right, pater and mitzvos. What do you mean they're chayiv? So that's why he says you have to just give them treats so that they stay up. So what exactly is the Tanakhama Shita? And which type of child are we talking about? Says Rabbeinu David. Says Rabbeinu David right here on the Machlokas, quoting the Rashbam, and he says, V'hanachon, what does the Tanakhama hold? V'nachon, she Tanakhama haya matzuch at hatinokos, she yishtu arba kosos, kedei lachanchon bohem, kemoshe mechanchin osam b'shar mitzvahs. What the Tanakhama means, he's not saying a real chiddush in terms of this mitzvah as compared to other mitzvahs. The Tanakhama is saying that like all mitzvahs, this child has to have chinuch in this mitzvah. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu David, we're talking here about a child that's higil lechinuch. We're talking about a child that's old enough to understand a little bit, and you have to be mechanich them. What does Rabbi Yehuda answer? He also holds to the principle of chinuch. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but every mitzvah goes by age appropriate. You have to go by age appropriate. You don't put tefillin on a 6-year-old. Age appropriate. V'chimat taila mato elas yesh l'tikonis b'yayin. She'ein nehenin d'smeichin bohem. V'ein lehem derech eris. V'kavan aso lomar. What is Rabbi Yehuda holding? Shlo higia l'chinuch l'kach. Maybe they're higia l'chinuch for other mitzvahs, but not this one. She'kal ha-mitzvahs zman chinuchan hu. K'shehigia she'yed l'asosa kalachas kamo shehi. As we know from elsewhere, says the Rabbeinu David, we go, chinuch goes by every mitzvah age appropriate. Different mitzvahs have different ages. Kemosha kasavnu at the end of Lulav HaGazal. What's at the end of Lulav HaGazal? That's the Brisa. The Brisa that says this explicitly, that every mitzvah goes by a different age. Says the Brisa, daf mem beis amen aleph in Lulav HaGazal. Tana Rabbanan. Hakatan hayodeya lena'aneya chayev belulav. A child who knows how to shake a lulav, he's chayev and lulav. That's interesting. I thought shake a lulav just like a 2-year-old could shake a lulav. The answer is no. There's a special way how to shake a lulav to appreciate that you're shaking a lulav during davening. Shaking a lulav without just shaking a lulav. So when he's old enough to know how to shake, chayev a lulav. Lehis atev chayev etzitzis. Lishmar tfilav, to guard his tefillin from gufnaki, to have a gufnaki and a moach naki. Aviv lo keach lo tefillin. Yodea ledaber. Aviv lomdo Torah. The Kriyashma, Torah Mahi, what is Torah? Amar Famnuna, Torah Tzivalana Moshe, Marashakilas Yaakov. That's the first pasuk you gotta teach Yisrael. Kriyashma Mahi, Pasuk Rishon. Is that a riot to Rabban? The only Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa? Or that's just the first step? Yodea Lishbar Gufo, and it continues, that it goes, it's age appropriate. So says this Rabbeinu David, so to the Seder. What, drinking wine makes the children, get any, feeling for the Seder? So that's Gufa, the Machlokas. What would the Tanakama answer back to that? He also, Lechora, holds the principle of age appropriate. Right? Does he say that, would he say that this mitzvah is different? This mitzvah is all about just reenacting, even if you don't feel it. Like we said yesterday from some of the Achronim. We do Haseba today, even though it's not comfortable for us. Because this is what they did. So too, maybe that's what the Tanakama here holds. Even though they don't feel it. But still, this is what they did, we still reenact. Or does he have a separate idea that maybe this mitzvah is an exception to the rule of age appropriate, or he feels they do get something out of it. Either way, that is the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rebbe Yehuda. Good. Let's continue. One ha'ara, the Rashbam here notes, the Rashbam says, the nuts that we give the children, remember, they have to be yashan. Right? Says the first Rashbam, klayos. Kali, it goes in our nuts. Klayos are roasted grains. What kind of roasted grains are we giving on Erev Pesach to the keep them stay awake? Kali mechitim yeshanim. Keep in mind that the Omer starts. The Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. We start counting the Omer on the second day. As one of the nine takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yom Hanef Kulo Aser, on the day that we do the Tzufas HaOmer, the entire day Bizman Hazeh is Aser, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash will think that if we say it's Mutter the whole day, because we don't have a Karban, we'll say it's Mutter in the morning, which would mess us up when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Then we would have to wait at least until Chatzos, till the Kohanim bring it. So the Rashbam just says, here you should know that the roasted grains that we're talking about are, of course, Yashan, right? Because we wouldn't matir chadash, right? The Rashbam maybe lived at a time, you know, before the Minhag HaOlam was to be Mekel in many places, Mekel on Yashan with the Bach and the Baal Shem Tov and the different sources that we've quoted in the past. But either way, that's interesting ha'ara that the Rashbam just throws in here on what type of nuts. I didn't bring it, but if you remember, if you look in the Rambam, in the Hagdama Techelek, one of the Rambam has his three famous Hagdamas. The Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos, all of Mishnah, the Hagdama to Pirkei Avos, Shmoneh Prakim, and the Hagdama to Chelek, the last parak in Maseches Sanhedrin. And Sanhedrin is all about Olam Haba, Tchias HaMesim. So there he discusses also age appropriate, we have to even learn Torah Shelo Lishma in order to be able to get to the level of Torah Lishma. So the Rambam there talks about every age of a child, you have to get them exactly what would excite them in terms of learning. See, right, the youngest children, of course, you could get nuts. I don't think nuts would work today. Not really so exciting, nuts. You have to substitute, taffies and candies and other treats. But that's the Rambam also says, nuts is what did it for children in those days. The Rambam continues. As you get older, you have to get, you have to give them more exciting issues. And in our generation, you know, the children know exactly what they want. It's generally, an electronic, idea. But, anyway, we continue. Amar Amar Rabbi Akiva. They said about Rabbi Akiva, or a different gerus on the side of Rabbi Tarfon. Shahaya Mechalik Chloyos Vegos. And Lutinokos, Vera Pesach, he used to do this. Kadesh Lo Yishanu Vishalu. What's the chiddush of that line? Even the greatest Hanoim were involved in this. Were involved in keeping their children awake. They also use this strategy. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Chotfin Matzos Belele Psachim Bishvil Tinokos Shlo Yishanu. Says Rabbi Eliezer, we grab the matzahs for the children so that they don't sleep. What does this mean? We grab the matzahs. So, give you at least four pshatim. Three of them are on the page right here. Rashi on top goes through two pshatim. What is chotfin matzvah? Says Rashi, magbiin esakaara b'shvil tinokos. You do strange things with the seder plate, with the kaara. You lift it up, you take it away, you cover it, you uncover it. Right, that's what we do, right? We cover the matzahs, open the matzahs, right? We do strange things. We grab the matzah. What is grab the matzah? We grab the entire Seder plate. That's first pshat of chotfim. Number two, the is demafaresh. Some have the pshat, says Rashi. Chotfim matzah, ochlin maher. We eat quickly. Why? V'zeh halashon ikar. We eat quickly because we want to make sure that we finish all of the mitzvos before the children fall asleep. So chotven, we grab the matzah, we eat the matzah quick. It doesn't mean that we have to stuff it down our mouth, eating it in a shaloka derech way, but it just means we do it quickly so that we won't waste any time. Today is in Rashi. If you look in the Rashbam quotes his grandfather, but then quotes a third pshat, about the 12 lines down into the Rashbam. The li nira, says the Rashbam, chotvin, misalkin es halecha miyadatinokos. We don't let the children eat so much, because what does eating a lot do? It makes you tired. Right? We grab the matzah, it means we grab the food. We give them a little bit to be able to hold them over, but we don't let them eat so much earlier. Kishelo yiyu yishenim mitoch maichel harbe, so we don't put him to sleep after eating a lot, right? It's like after eating the challenge, everybody takes a nap, right? Kederach atinok akra chilaso v'shuvlo yishalu. They won't ask questions. The mitzvah, he got to Levincha that night, the most unique night of the year. So three pshatim, 2 days in Rashi, one in the Rashbam. What exactly does it mean? Chotvin hamatzos b'leili psachim b'shuvlo atinokos. There is another idea which one might be thinking about, and that is a summary of these shitos is in the Haggadah of Kamotzi Shalal Rav. On Yachatz, right? So the Gemara says, he quotes the Gemara, Chotven Amatzos, he quotes Rashi, he quotes the Rashbam. He says, if you look in the Chok Yaakov, which is the Shvus Yaakov's commentary in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in Ilchus Pesach, in Tafayin Beis, he says, Matzah Remez. He found a Remez to the Minog of the children taking the Afikomen. Minog, he quotes the Remez. Shlomo Zalman says, we should not call it stealing the Afikomen. Jews don't steal. Taking the Afikomen, removing the Afikomen, but says the Shlomo Zalman, we shouldn't call it stealing the Afikomen. But says the Chok Yaakov, he found a remez in this line of Chotven Amatzos in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Hilchas Chametz Umatzah Perek Zayin. V'tzorach la'asos shinui b'layla hazeh. You have to do a lot of unusual activities on this night. Kadosh Yiru Habanim V'yishalu V'yomer Manishan Alayla Zeh Mikol Alaylos. V'ketan Mishana, what do you do? Machalek Lem Klayos Ve'gozim V'okrim HaShulchan Milafneihem. You uproot the table. V'chotfin Matzah Zeh Miyad Zeh. You grab the matzah from each other. You take my matzahs, I take your matzahs. Everybody's grabbing matzahs from each other. Kiyotze b'dvar melu, says the Chok Yaakov, she'efshar, she'mizeh nishpashet haminog, she'menichan letinokos b'medidos edel lachto fa'afikomen. Maybe based on this Gemara, the grabbing of the matzahs, and the Rambam, that you grab your matzahs from each other, maybe that's a smach to the minog of letting the children take the afikomen so that they'll stay up. They want to be able to show everybody where the afikomen is. Sometimes they fall asleep, but kidei she'al yidei ze lo yishano v'yis'oru lish'ol. That is the Chok Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch 1700s, who says the minhag is based on the Ramda. Good. Again, there's a lot of discussion here whether it's an appropriate minhag, not appropriate minhag. There is one. Har I saw in the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer explains the minhag of grabbing the matzahs, even if you want to call it stealing. Why is that? The Gemara says, the Torah says in Shmos, "L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yecheres kelav l'shono." When the Jews left Mitzrayim, there were no dogs that were barking. No dogs. The Gemara says we're going to have it in Pesachin later on in about a week. Kufyud, about 4 days. Kufyud Gimel lo tadur b'masad lo nambach kalba. You shouldn't live in a city that no dogs are barking. Why? Because there are no dogs, there are a lot of ganavim. Right? There's an inverse relationship. If there are a couple of dogs, right, beware of dog. The ganav's not going to come. Right? Beware of dogs. There's an inverse relationship. So the night of Pesach, the dogs weren't barking. So the ganavim must have been out. So that's why we zecher to the ganavim. You know, we let the children grab the afikomen and not act like ganavim. Zecher le ganavim. Shehaya b'mitzrayim shekishalon nevuchah klavim. That's the Chassam Sofer. I don't know which ganav we're talking about. What, all the Mitzrayim were scared out of their wits and they were, they just, all their firstborns had just died. Right? The Jews were ready to leave. I don't know who's stealing from who. V'yishalu. We were able to borrow. I don't know if that's the, suggestion on the name of the, Chassam Sofer. The Michtav Sofer asked his grandfather the Chassam Sofer. It's quoted here in the Kamotze Shalal Rav. Okay, a little discussion on Chotvin es Hamatzos. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya, we continue. We learned in a brisa, Amru Allah Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. That's what they said about Rabbi Akiva. Miyamav lo amar higia es la'amod bebeis hamedrish. He never said, it's time to stand up from learning. It's time to leave the base medrash. Chutz, except for 2 days a year. me arve psachim the erev Yom Kippurim, the 2 days erev Pesach and erev Yom Kippur. Be'erev Pesach b'shvil tinokos kadesh leishad. On erev Pesach he left and he told them you have to stand up and give they make sure the kids stay awake that night. Be'erev Yom Kippurim kadesh yachilos b'neim and erev Yom Kippur to be able to feed their children. What do you mean erev Pesach? What do you mean stopping learning? Makes them stay up. Says the Rashi. Says Rashi. So take a nap. They take a nap on erev Pesach. Kedei shiishnu hatinokos bayom v'lo b'layla b'shas hagada. Right, it's a marker for taking naps erev Pesach, so that they don't. You don't need the Gemara to say that. It makes sense. But that is the what they say by Rabbi Kiva. He never said it's time to leave the Beis Medrash. That is that. So they get up and they go to sleep on erev Pesach. Arve psachim. If you look at Tosfos quotes that right, our Gersa is Arve Psachim, and that's the Gersa of the Rashbam, and top Tosfos says, Vlo Nehira, Dato Lo Yuchlu Lishon Belo Avihem. Right, they can't sleep without their fathers. The Rabbi Akiva had to stop learning. Sometimes, the kids only listen to the mother for this certain things, the father for certain things. The rest of the Tosfos says that the fathers have to stop learning. V'tam Sheni Shapiresh, Shemi Yakwa Shiyech Shacharbe, maybe they won't stop, they won't realize, they won't stop learning until it's dark. Ibkain, Lechuk Lamad Bayom, Gibalayla, just before the night time. V'lachach Niri, give the different shot. Tagaris Lele Psachim, not Arve Psachim. It says Lele Psachim. V'yavagilim Babesedish Lele Yantif, these to go learn at night on Yantif. They didn't do that on Pesach. Pesach, they stayed home with the children to keep the children up. So it's not Arve Pesach to get them to stop learning to go to sleep. Right? No, it's on the night of Pesach. They didn't go back to the Beis Medrash that night. They stayed home and kept the children awake in order to fulfill the mitzvah of V'higadata Lebinchas. That's Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Of course, Erev Yom Kippur is the mitzvah d'araisa, the only mitzvah d'araisa, only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'araisa to eat. The issues of the Rishonim, is it a din of Hachana, preparing for the day? After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew we would fast anyway, we would eat anyways, he made it into a mitzvah. It's Michaz de Hashem, that's Rashi, that's the Rosh of Mitzachas Yumap. It's all about Hachana. Then you have the fascinating line in Rabbeinu Yonin, the Shari Tshuva, that maybe this is Su'udas Yantif for Yom Kippur. Really, Yom Kippur is a Yantif. You need to eat a Su'uda. You can't eat a Su'uda because it's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to fast. So what do? You bump it up. You bump it up to Erev Pesach, to Erev Yom Kippur. Because on certain levels, even Erev Yom Kippur is already a Chalosh Shem Yom Kippur. We do Vidui already. There's already Makam Sakana for the Yaktim Kana Leveshet. So that was already, we might choke in the, not the Lashon from yesterday, but we might choke during the Sudah Bafsekas. We do it earlier. Either way, it already has a din of that. There is a Diuk, so one of the Magalit Hashas quotes. Why didn't he just say, Miyamav, he never left the Beis Medrash. Lo hi Amar Higia Ace Lamod Bebeis HaMedrash. It's a very verbose Lashon. Lohigia Eis Lamod Bebeis HaMedrash. Says of Nasan Gestetner. Right, the Lahoros Nasan. Sarav Bir. Lashon Lo Amar Higia Eis Lamod. Ma Inyan Hadgashas Amida. What's Amida? So it's a story about the Nicholsberger. The Nicholsberger. Shemei Olam Lo Amar Mimkomo Leilech Lishon Bemitaso. He never stood up to go sleep in his bed. Eli Yashan Mibkama. He went to sleep wherever he was. He went to sleep right there, put his head there. Why? Because he said, if I have enough strength to stand up and go to the bed, I have enough strength to keep learning. So he says he never got up. If he just exhausted, he just left. So, I mean, parenthetically, they say that a story in the name of the Chazon Ish. That one time the Chazon Ish's family, all of a sudden heard a big thump in his room. And they ran in and he's on the floor. And they said, what happened? He says, I always timed it that I left myself an exactly enough strength to be able to get back to my bed. I must have miscalculated by 2 steps here. I missed it. It's the Chazon Ish. Okay, so he said he's allowed to stand up to go back. Anyway, these are stories about, right, the Chazon Ish was our generation. Anyway, so that's what the Nicholsberger said. Okay, Ein Zeh Kasa, the Rebbe Yehuda also writes, Sheb Ben Urav, when he was younger, he was in the Beis Medrash the entire week, and he only went back to his house out of the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. Okay, so he says, maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva means here. Lo Amar Higia Eislamod. Because if he had strength to stand up, he would be makdish that to Limanat Torah, and he used to sleep there. So he never said he is lamod. He always stayed there, except on these 2 days when he was omeid and he left. He says the other pshat is beautiful. It says in the name of Rabbi Eger. Rabbi Eger writes in a letter, should be ir achas in one city. They will kovea time. You have to know how to understand this letter. Kavu lilmo Torah imanarim ezer shows bayom ubishar shows lamdu limudim chisonim. Because of Eisasos Hashem Eferet Torah Zecha, there was time for learning and there was time for other things. Since we give Eger on a hashkafic level, we have to make sure that we give the proper way of looking at it to our children and to all those around us. If there's no separate time for learning. I mean, there is, but really, learning is all the time. There's a separate time for everything else, but there's no separate time. Oh, this is the time for learning, meaning the other time is not time for learning. Obviously, we say there's a time for a Gemara Shir, there's a time for learning, but in a hashkafic way, we have to understand. If Kovan is Zman Mesuyam, Limud HaTorah, Harezu HaFaras HaTorah, Ki HaTorah Tzvichan Lemal B'Chalais Kavua, Shetamit Tzarech Lomo, Ki HaTorah Hi Lamalam in Azman. And that's Merumaz in the Maimar, Koveya Itim LaTorah Mefer Torah. You have to be Koveya Itim, but if you are Koveya Itim, it's also Mefer Torah, because Torah is all free time. Right? We discussed this in Lundus terms in the past, and that is, when is there a Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Torah says you have to learn. Mishinatam Levanecha, you have to learn. When? All of our free time. So what does free time mean? We're allowed to eat, we're allowed to drink, we're allowed to go to the bathroom, we're allowed to be involved in certain daily activities, but all of our free time. Right, even though there's the Gemara says that right there be yotzei b'kriyas v'shel shachris v'shel arvis, but that's really according to Rav Rishonim, that's not the normative practice that a Jew should be involved in. But really, it is all of our free time. In Lundus terms, there's a question: what happens when I'm doing other things during the day? Let's say I'm making a parnasa. So at that time, how do we look at the fact that I'm not learning right then? Is it that there's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but what can I do? I have to make a parnasa. So making a parnasa is doche at that moment, the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Is that how I look at it? That's the formulation of the Gra. The Gra's lashon in the beginning of Maseches Peah, well-known Gra. The Gra in the Shtos Eliyahu, when he says Talmud Torah connected kulam, and he says there, you know why it's connected kulam? Because if you go to the hospital, visit somebody, you drive there an hour, you come back an hour, you spend an hour there, you did one mitzvah. 3 hours, one mitzvah. You go to a daf yomi shir for 50 minutes, millions of mitzvos. Millions, every second of every word is a separate mitzvah. That's why the Gra says, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam. So in that piece of the Gra, in the Shtos Eliyahu, on the first Mishnah, in Peah, his lashon is, Imken k'shalomi l'mashal, we just find the line. Daf echad mekayim kama meyas mitzvahs. V'yemkein bevada yotzer tov lekayim meya mitzvahs mi mitzvah achas. Ra kishe'i efshel lekayim ayde acher oz rashoi levatel. Says when you can't be learning, okay, you're allowed to be mevatel. So the gross lashon is that really, in conceptually, learning is every second of our life. But we have, Hashem understands that we have to do other things. Kind of like onis rachmana patre. So that's the Gra. But if you look, for example, in other Achronim, the Stipler, Rav Asher Weiss discusses this, and that is no. The Chiv of Talmud Torah is formulated as in all of your free time. When I'm not free, there is no Chiv. It's like Hutrin Dechuya. It's not that it's Nidche, but it's all of our free time. So that has to do with, you know, there's no specific ace. There's an ace time period that we set. Oh, this time is for learning. We should. Lamaisa, we should set time for learning. But on Ashkafic level, we realize there is a larger message of not specifying only this time is for learning. Right? All the time that we're not supposed to be learning, we learn. That's great time. I've mentioned many times in the past. The pasuk of Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. The pasuk of stolen water is sweeter. The Chassam Sofer says also at the end of Maseches Nedarim, the Gemara quotes that pasuk. I'm going to be Tacos. He says it talks about Talmud Torah also. What do you mean stolen water? Stolen Torah. In my Mela Torah. When we steal time for Torah, when we're not supposed to be learning and we learn, we're like waiting for the elevator, we're this, we're that, we're waiting in the car for somebody. We steal a 3 minutes here, 3 minutes there, that stolen water is even sweeter, because that's not when we're even not supposed to be learning and we realize the fact that Torah doesn't have a specific ace, a specific limited time. Okay. We continue. Tana Rabbanan. As we see here, every sentence has what to talk about. Tana Rabbanan, Chayiv Adam L'Sameach, Banu V'Bunei Beis HaBeregel, a person has a Chiyuv to make his family happy on Yontif. L'Sameach Banu V'Bunei Beis HaShenemar V'Sameach L'Bechagecha. B'Amem V'Samcham, with what are you Misameach? V'Am B'Yayin, with wine. Right, like the Tanakam in the previous Brisa. Rabbi Huda Omer, again he argues, he says, no, Anoshim B'Roi Lohem, V'Noshim B'Roi Lohem. Everybody gets what's appropriate. Anoshim B'Roi Lohem B'Yayin. If men like to drinks, they can have a drink. V'noshim b'may, tani Rav Yosef, b'bavel, b'bigdei tzivonin. That's what makes the women happy in Bavel. Colorful clothing. Be'eretz Yisrael, b'bigdei pishton mugohatzim. Nicely ironed pishton clothing. Okay, that's what makes the women happy there. Period. One more line. Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer, Bizman sa Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Ein Simcha El Babasar. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, true Simcha, the Chiyav is, Bibasar of the carbon Shlamim, Shenemar, Vizavachta Shlamim, Viachalta Sham, Viach Samath of Reshav Al Kecha, the carbon Shlamim is connected to Simcha, Viachshav, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, Ein Simcha El Bayayin. Now we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, no more Bsar Shlomim. Simcha is B'yayin. Shene Emar. V'yayin Yisamach L'Avayal V'Anosh. It's Pasuk in Barchi Nafshi. And therefore, that's what we have to have. Right? In the days of old, it was Basar. Bizman Hazeh, it is Yayin. Okay? And two important discussions that we have to have on this daf. Okay? Number one is Simchas Yantif. There is a major Machlokas Rishonim, as has been mentioned already, between the Rambam and Baalei HaTosfos. Simchas Yantif Bizman Hazeh. De'oraisa and De'rabanan. Baalei Tosfos in Maseches Moed Katan says the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif today is a mitzvah d'rabanan. After all, we don't have Bsar Shlomim. That's how you understand this Gemara. In the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we had Simchas Yantif d'oraisa because we also had the Karben Shlomim. Ein Simcha El Babasar. But nowadays, we don't have the Karben Shlomim, so Simchas Yantif is d'rabanan. That is the Shita of Baalei Tosfos. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Yantif and Simchas Yantif, he quotes this brisa. Nashi Broilahem. Right, everybody has a chiv of Simcha. Simchas Yantif is Daraisa, even Bizman Hazeh. Maybe Bizman HaMikdash, there was Shlamim, but Bizman Hazeh, there is also Simcha Daraisa. Machlokas asks the Shagas Aryeh in the Tshuva, according to, go back for a step. Right, we discussed this a few weeks ago also. We had earlier in the Mesechta, even according to the Rambam, Simchas Yantif is Daraisa Bizman Hazeh. When does that start? When does that start? That starts on Yantif, maybe not the first night of Yantif. The first night of Yantif, Limu'ute Simcha, right, from the first night of Yantif. So the first night doesn't have Simchas Yantif Daraisa. Ask the Shagas Aryeh, according to the Rambam, there's another machlokas. Is a velus on the Daraisa. So another machlokas, the Rambam and the Rif hold that the first day of Avelus is Daraisa. And that night is also possibly the first night, first day and night. But maybe that's Aninus. But the first day is Daraisa. Asks the Shagas Aryeh, according to that Shita, if Avelus is Daraisa, Simchas Yantif is only Darabanan at night, so then why does Yantif break Avelus? If Avelus is Daraisa, Simchas Yantif is Darabanan at night, then Simchas Yantif really only starts on the next day, even according to the Rambam, so why don't we have Shiva on the first side of Yantif? Says Reb Chaim, the answer is our Gemara right here. Daf Kuftes. Says Reb Chaim, we had a shiur about this on Sukkos, Simchas Yantif shiur. Says Reb Chaim, there are two elements of Simchas Yantif. There's Simchas Yantif carbon related, and there's Simchas Yantif very subjective related. Says Reb Chaim, Mevuar b'das ha-gamar adika trei chiyu ve-simcha, chada simcha de pesar karbanos, ve-od simcha, Dvarim shel chol, v'hainu yayin bigdei tzivonim. Says Reb Chaim, the Gemara earlier that we had that Simchas Yantif does not start until the next day, that's the Simcha type 1, shlamim related, carbon related. Because after all, there's no carbon at night. The carbon is only by day. Masha Enkein, Simchas Yantif, the subjective, just eating and drinking things that you enjoy, and nice clothing, giving kids stuff out to the kids, being in a state of Simcha, says that of course starts that night. And that's Daraisa. And that's Daraisa even Bizman Hazeh. Maybe even Baalei HaTosfos might hold that that's Daraisa. He doesn't suggest that. Maybe even Baalei HaTosfos held the Simchas Yantif related to Shlamim is Daraisa. Is Durabana. But maybe this would be Daraisa. Pashto's not. Pashas not that is one that if Simcha according to Baalei HaTosfos, they say it's Darabanan. But he said that even according to the Rambam and others, you could say that it is two elements of Simcha. And he even uses this, as we mentioned in the Shir, to describe a unusual Yalkut in Pashas Pinchas, which discusses that at Shmini Atzeres, the Bnei Yisrael weren't sure what type of Simcha they were supposed to have. The language of the Medrash is, Im Bahakadosh Baruch Hu O Bayom. Is the Simcha supposed to be in God or in the day itself? And Hashem answers, Nagila b'nispecha bach, in you, in God. So Rav Chaim tries to work on what that means. And he quotes fascinating sources that just like in the day, in the springtime, we have an atzeres called Shavuos, which in Chazal is called Atzeres, 49 days after Pesach. Shmini Atzeres was supposed to be 49 days, in some conceptual reality, was supposed to be 49 days after Sukkot. We were each supposed to have an Atzeres 7 weeks later. The problem is, it's the rainy season. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on us. In the rainy winter season, we're going to have to schlep back and forth. So Kadosh Baruch Hu bumped it up. He bumped up Shmini Atzeres to be right after Yantif, when we had to bring our carbon chagigas. That's the Shaila, but Yisrael weren't sure about. When it was an independent Yantif, on a conceptual realm, that obviously the Simcha was the Simcha type 2. There was no carbon shlamim. Masha'en kein. Now that it's bumped up, is it connected to the Yantif? Does it take upon itself the mitzias of the other chiv of Simchas Yantif or not? That's the discussion that the Medrash has. That's the beautiful thought of Reb Chaim. We mentioned also then that the Vilna Gaon was asked, what is the hardest mitzvah of the year in the Torah? And the Gra says, Simchas Yantif. Imagine 24/7 for 1 week, you have to be happy the whole week. You can't be worried. You can't have any headaches. You can't be upset about anything straight. It's like impossible. The hardest mitzvah. The Briskerov said that CBC is Mitzrayim is the hardest mitzvah. To relive and feel as if I went out of Mitzrayim in my day and age, it's impossible. How do I feel that way? I try. Maschil Begnus. How do I put myself into that? So he says that's the hardest mitzvah. But the Vilna Gaon says, hardest mitzvah is Simchas Yantif. Simchas Yantif. You have to try to be shining and in a great mood the entire time. Okay, we continue. This other point I wanted to relate to on these dafim, and that is in Simcha al-Babasar, in Simcha al-Bayayin, 2 points. One of them I was asked after Shia yesterday. When we talk about Basar, when we talk about Yayin, 2 things to talk about. Basar. What about chicken? Okay, the ultimate is basar of the carbon shlamin. Babiz manazeh, many poskim say, okay, you should have meat. Meat, even not related to the carbon shlamin. Meat. What if somebody doesn't like meat? What if they like chicken? A chicken can't be a carbon. So is there anything wrong? Someone says, it's not basar. Right on a daraisa level, it's not basar b'chalav. Right? It's just they gave the din a basar because of gzeira. So, Rav Sternbach writes in Moedim Uzmanim, other poskim also echo this. He says, like, he has a quote, Reb Chaim, but it's related to that. If you enjoy chicken more, that's your Simchas Yantif. The second idea, the first idea of Simcha is Karbon Shlamim. But the second idea is whatever you enjoy. So if a person likes chicken more, then that's what he should eat. Then you say, okay, what about fish? What about pasta? What about Inland of herself? Okay, we're not going to get into that now. But he says, on a certain level, he says, Nira, Shem Samach Yoser Bipsar Of, Mitzvah sohi bebasar of ho v'samach bofanzeh degam bebasar behema ain et sleidu kia mitzvah simcha ledina de gemara kiven sheavru yomayim meashchita and you're having shlamim lochei nereshim samach baof tvei sheyochal bebasar of v'yismach atzmo bezeh b'chag v'im basar behema no elo v'samach boyozer yegrim yochal basar behema b'yantif whatever is more enjoyable for you. And he quotes in the footnotes, he says, v'ra'isi le'echan me'rabani's manenu. I saw in the name of one of the rabbanim of Bizman Azeh, to besudas nisuin roi bibasar behema dafka. At a wedding, you dafka have basar behema. Just like yantif, ain't simchal babasar. So to hear, you have to be mesameach. So he says, I don't think that's right. He says, what? Simchas yantif and simchas nisuin is 2 different things. Simchas nisuin is about me being mesameach, the chasin lakawa. There's a chovas gavra to have basar. He says, where do you have that from? He says, no. He says, the yantif as mitzvah l'smoach. He said, but Yisuin in Chovah Simcha al Guf Kalecha Ve'echad El Takarna L'Sameach HaChosan B'Seud HaChashuva V'Chol HaMishnati V'Kayim Mitzvah Seud HaMitzvah V'Eino Toli Ad Kama Gufo Sameach Your Guf El B'Seud HaChashuva. Therefore, if you give a Seud HaChashuva, so then it is something that one is Yotzayin. Okay, you can look here more. It's the beginning of Chelek Zayin in Mo'adim Uzmanim Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. So that's regarding Basar, Yayin. What about grape juice? What about grape juice? Is grape juice okay to use for Yayin on Shabbos and Yantif? So 99% of the poskim say 100% fine. 100% fine. Right, just because we do something to the wine to remove the alcohol content at the beginning, to cook it up very high, that doesn't remove it. Shame Yayin. And therefore, it is called wine. Right, many poskim say. Already 70 years ago, 80 years ago, it was talked about. Rav Sipas Frank has a tshuva about this in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kufnun Ches. Marak, Bedin, Ha Grape Yum, Mitzanavim, Take of Laschidas Hanavim, Mavashlim Oso, Vaideza Nifka Mimeno Kocha Alcohol. Fiasalarim, some people say, you can't use it, right? So, see, Pesach is Mekel. Rav Avadia has a long tshuva about this in Yechavadas, Chelek, where is it here? This is in Chelek Beis, Sivan Lamed. Hey, he speaks about some Geonim who discuss Yayin Mevushal not being real wine and not even maybe not being able to say Baruch Paragafen on it. That you say a Shahakol on it. Various Geonim held that way, says Reb Ovadia. But this is a Machlokas Haposkim, Machlokas Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. Shulchan Aruch says you do say Baruch Paragafen on it. He doesn't paskin like those Geonim. And then he asks, interestingly, but if you look in the Rishonim, the Rif and the Rambam are Machmir. The Rif and the Rambam hold that you're not allowed to be Makadish on it. Only the Rosh says it's okay. Doesn't the Rambam always go 2 out of 3? Especially if the Rambam is in the 2? So he says it must be, where's this Tshuva, the Rif is in a Tshuva. It must be the Shulchan Aruch didn't have a Tshuva Sarif. And that's why he didn't paskin that way. And if he would have had it, maybe he would have passed him that way. So he says, "Bihi galos niglos tshuvas arifa nal nira lecharish yish lachush l'shita the rifa rambam shepasku kedivir goonim she'in l'kadish al yayim mevushal." But he says, "Ulam nira." He says, "Sorry, I don't think so. This is not a case of savig brachas because even according to the goonim, if you made a hagafen on it b'di'evit, you were yotze. But hagafen is still shy. It's still a pre hagafen." Even though you did something to it. He says, just like you have an example, sometimes you have certain types of vegetables that are better cooked than raw. And if you eat them raw, you're supposed to say a shahakol, but if you made adama on them, you're still yotze. So he says at the end, Yayin Mevushal, there are many poskim that say Bori Priyagafen, and even those who argue admit that you can say it b'di'evet. And then he says, let me just throw in one other issue, and that is if you look at some later Rishonim, look at the Tashbates, he says even the Gaonim were talking about where when you were Mavashel it totally did not look or taste or be identified with wine. It became like a type of honey. V'nasa kein dvash, v'lo nishar alav shem yayin. Ubevadai, then you would say it loses its same wine. But our yayin mevushal, which still looks like wine, even the grape juice, v'lo nishtane tam avarecho shem yayin alav. And therefore he ends up saying, no problem because of a sex fake, a classic Reb Avadia. Maybe the halacha is like the postgame, the yayin mevushal, nothing happens to it. It's nishtane l'mal yusa, like the Rosh and others, number one. And even if you don't know like those sheetas, maybe today's Bishul doesn't do what the Bishul did in those days. And therefore, no problem. Lefichach, yayin amitza navim mefustarim, pasteurized, mevarchem aleim betchila bar priyagafen, ulubasel bracha mein shalosh, and no problem with being mekadesh on Shabbos and Yantif. The one exception to the rule, white wine is also okay. The only key that we mentioned a couple of days ago, maybe even yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch says try to use red wine for the seder as a zecher to the dam. But that's only lechatchila. Somebody wants to use white wine, or like we said, you could color it. You could put a little red wine in and then pour the white wine in. That is also okay. The only chumra is Ramosha. Ramosha quoted in the Kol Dodi Haggadah. I don't think it's in the Chuvas, but in the Sans Haggadah, Ramosha is quoted as saying that you can't use grape juice at the seder specifically. Why? You need yain hamashacher. What's his raya? The Yerushalmi, that one of the Tanoim was felt the effects of the Dalat Kosos all the way till Shavuos. Why didn't he just use grape juice? It must be you have a chiv to use yain hamashacher. The answer might be that there was no grape juice in those days, right? You might not say that. There's no chiv. He did that. He was machmir. Either way, Ruba the Ruba of the poskim say there's no problem. Okay, let's continue. Amar Yitzchak Kasta de Murisa. The Hali Bitsipori, kasta is a type of measuring cup. The kasta that they used to measure fish fat in Sipori, he habis kim in Luga the Mikdasha. That was the same shear as the Lug of the Beis HaMikdash. Uba Mishar in Revias Shal Pesach. And as we said, you need a Revias for Pesach. That's what they used to use, that measuring cup. Amrav Yochanan, Teman Yisah Kadmaisa. Tahavi b'Tveria, the original Taman Yisa that there was in Tveria, Havas Yisera al Daravia. It was a little more than the Revias that we need. Uba Mishar and Revias Shal Pesach, and they also used that to measure the Revias of Pesach because they poured the old one into the new one, and whatever was left over, that's the Revias. Amar of Chizda, Revias Shal Torah. What is a Revias of the Torah? If you want to look at it in volume, What's a revius? Etzba'im al etzba'im, berum etzba'im v'chati esba v'chomesh etzba. Two finger lengths by two finger lengths by two and a half and a fifth finger lengths. That's the volume of a revius. Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, what do you need for different shiurim? V'rachat b'mayim es kol b'saro. You have to wash, right, your entire body. Shelo yehei davar chotetz bein b'saro l'mayim. What does it mean when you do, that's talking about going to the mikvah? You can't have any chatzitza, any interposition between your body and the water. B'mayim b'mei mikvah. The water in the main mikvah. Es kol b'saro b'mayim shekol gufa olo b'hen. What does it mean? Your basar and mayim? You need to use water that the entire guf could fit into. What is that? As we know, v'kamehein, ama al ama barum shalosh amos. One by one by three. V'shiru chachamim shir me mikvah arba'im sa'af. 40 sa'af, right, just like the we figured out the volume of a 40 sa'af is one by one by three. So to the revius, they worked it out earlier before. Right, if you look in the Rash, the Rashbam here, they work out all of the geometry, how exactly it works. We're not going to go into that right now. If you look in the Rashba has a sefer on a lot of Yaradeya issues called Taras Avayis. Taras Avayis is quoted all over Yaradeya, every other page of the Beis Yosef. In Yaradeya, in Taroves and Basavachala, they quote the Taras Avayis. So in the end of the Taras Avayis, he has Shar Hamayim, which interestingly, if you look in the Hakdama of the Taras Avayis, he says, I'm not going to write about Tvila and Mikvos, because the Ravid already wrote a sefer on that. Right, he wrote Balayan Efesh. So I'm not going to write in about that topic because he already took care of it. But we have a sefer, the Rashba, the end of the Taras Avayis. He must have changed his mind. He must have realized that the Taras Avayis was such a bestseller in the Vasa B'chala of Etaroves that they liked how he wrote. The Rabbi was more concise and more ambiguous, therefore that the or just more shorter, whatever. So that's why we have the Taras Avayis. So in the first Shar, the first page of Shar HaMayim, the Taras Avayis, the Rashba says, he quotes this Mishnah. Now we said that you need arboim sa'af for a mikvah, tovlin u'matvilin, klomar, tovlin bo adam asut atfilo, matvilin benes akelim. V'nira, he says, where's the line I want to mention? He says, v'yafilu adam katan, shekol gufo ole b'pachas mikat. Even if you have a short little guy, you have a midget that can fit into less than 40 sa'af, lo yipa b'pachas mi'arboim. You still are not allowed to, he's not allowed to be tovel in less than 40. Why? Shekin kiblu misinai. This is how shiurim work in halacha. You have a shiur, lo plug. Mayim shekal gufa olabahen shaladim beinoni. Vefilu pachas bikarta pasal. Shekal shiur chachamim kafu. Barbam sato tovel. Barbam sato pachas bikarta veno tovel. Shlosha shlosha. A little bag in his tummy medris. Less than that, even a one thread worth smaller than that, is not tummy medris. Lamedin. The Arbaim Sa'ad, Dvar Torah, Lo Tema Durabanim, Akroya Slakta Ba'alma, Ela Doraisa Mamishain. That's the Rash Bashita. Arbaim Sa'ad is a Din Doraisa, and it doesn't matter who you are, even if you could fit into a shorter, smaller area. Good. Amar Ravashi, Amar Li, Ravin Barchinina, Shulchan Shel Mikdash Shel Prakim Have. The Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, that they put the loaves on, must have been detachable. Must not have been one solid item. Must have been detachable. Why? This algadah cheduki having behidik. If it was not detachable, if it was one piece, amsa ba'amsa yechemitbalei, it would never fit into the mikvah. Right. So it must be that it was detachable. The Meiri is Meir that if you look in the Mishnah at the end of Chagiga, it talks about certain kalim having substitutes because when they became tamei, but it says the shulchan didn't. Right, it says, "Kala kenem shalayi b'mikdash, yesh lahem shniim u'shlishiim, shem nitmu harishonim yavu shniim tachteim. Kala pshelim shalayi b'mikdash, ton tefila, chusmi be'ech hazav, u'mzeach ha'choshes, b'nei sheik ha'karka." I'm sorry, in the earlier line of the Mishnah. Matzbilan asa kenem shalayi b'mikdash, v'omer lahem, hizaru shalo tigu b'sholchan, v'tetamu, don't touch the sholchan. Why not touch the shulchan? Why? Lefishi efshar explains the reading from the Kahati. Lefishi efshar lahapilas hashulchan la'achar regel. Because it says lefanai tamid, and because of lefanai tamid, you can never take it out. So it sounds like from that Mishnah that they made sure it didn't become tamid. So the Meiri here says, but what if it did? But what if it did? It didn't say that it's impossible. What if it did? Then you have to stop for a little bit and be tovel it. So the Meiri says it must be that it was tovel when it became tamei. So it says it must be detachable. The Gemara says, what do you mean, my kushya? Why is that such a problem? Dilma b'yam sha'asa shlomo havi matvilei. No, maybe they would tovel it in the yam that Shlomo made. Ditani Rabbi Chia Yam Shalasa Shlomo Machzik Meiav Chamisha Mikvetara. The Yam that Shlomo made fit 150 mikvahs, meaning it was 40 more than 40. So 150 times 40. So it could have fit in. What's the Yam Shalasa Shlomo? So if you remember the Pesukim for the beginning of Malachim. If you perek Zion perek Ches Malachim, right when Shlomo built the Beis Hamikdash, you have two prakim there about all different structures that Shlomo built. He built his house. He built his throne. He built also the Yamshel Shlomo. That pasuk is only famous because the Marshal wrote a sefer with that name, the Yamshel Shlomo. But what was it? It was a huge mikvah that was in the Azara. They put it to the Azara on the north side of the Mizbeach. That was in a big area over there. So they put a mikvah there. The big shaila is, what was it used for? And how is it a mikvah? The psukim describe that he made it on oxen. There were four oxen, and the mikvah sat on the four oxen. So how is it a mikvah? Sheuvin. So this is used in a mikvah. Tosfos is right here. Tosfos says they had pipes going through the legs of the oxen. Unbelievable. Right here, Tosfos says. Tosfos quotes this from the Yerushalmi. B'yam Shasa Shlomo. Yerushalmi Parach. Halo Sheuvinain. It's Maim Shuvin. V'yava got the klisha maksik mem sabalav. Even though if it's a huge kli, we say it's not makabal tuma, right? We have the rule. If it's not metalta mali v'reikun, if you can't move it empty and full, it has the status of karka. Says Tosfos, that only works for certain types of kalim, for maybe wood. But here we're talking about yam sa'as ha'shlomo shana choshes. Umakabal tuma, even if it's very big. Says Yerushalmi, Umashani, Tipater, Bashahayu Ragle Hashvarim, Shahayu Omer Alav Minukavim, Kimotsi Remote, Vayimuchubarim Lamaayan Shatachtehem. Wow. Right? So it went through, it was connected to the Maayan through the legs of the oxen. It was hidden. It was hidden, but it was a mikvah there. The next shayla is, though, what they use it for. So if you look in the Radak there in Malachim, in Perek Zion, the Radak says, people who were Tameh, told them there. Ask them a freshman on the Radak, no, if you were Tame, you had to leave the Azara right away. What were you talking about? How were you mitar yourself? So the Mishmas Ozov, one of the Mefarshim on one of the Achronim on Navi, he quotes from the Rambam that maybe it doesn't really was it, it was used for Kiddush Adai Raglayim, like a Kior. There was a lot of Kohanim there. Maybe it was used for that. But others suggest maybe it was Dafka only, but the Kohanim had to go out if they became Tame. But maybe it was Dafka used for the Shulchan. Like our Gemara says. Who says the mikvah? Maybe it was the Yamshel Shlomo. Maybe that's why Dafki built it. Maybe he just built. That's one suggestion. I saw in the also one of maybe in the Magalas Hashas, one of the Achronim also say maybe. No, I'm sorry. It's here in the Mishmas Ozav. He quotes maybe Al Pidrush, the last Rambam in Hilchas Mikvos that talks about Kishem Shamachavin Libel Atayr Kiven Shatav Al Tar V'Avol Bishul Neschadish Begufo Dar. Even though you go to a mikvah. Nothing changed in you, but something changed in you. Kach hamachavim liba latar nafsho bitomas nefashos. If you jump into the mehadas, the das of the Torah, and you're tovel yourself on the das of the Torah, so that itself makes you tar too. So maybe that's why Shlomo put this huge mikvah there as the symbol to remind everybody around, right? The mehadas, right? The mayim tahorim of Torah. Maybe that's why it's there because we don't really know exactly why. If you remember the Gemara in Erevin, it works out all of the math. About exactly how do you get 150 times, how many bas, and how many this, but it's psukim in the, it's written here about the, relating to the, just to end off with one final amazing ha'ara. I've seen it between the grub, but last night I just saw the name of other achronim. But either way, there's a, how they talk about the dimensions of that mikvah. It says it was, 10 amos from edge to edge, meaning the circuit was round. The diameter was 10, and the circumference was 30. That's what the psukim say. V'kav shloshim ba'ama. So that's close to pi, right? That's 3. That the circumference is, compared to the diameter, is 3. Really, it's 3.14, according to what we know. But if you look closely in the psukim, there's a kri and a ksiv. It says v'kava. Kava is kuf vav hey. And kav, v'kav is just vav kuf vav. So if you look at here, the quotes in the Margoli in the Mishpat Zav here, but if you look in the, if you do the math, the Kri and the Ksiv, the Kri is, right, he quotes it on the bottom here, the Vakava Gematria Shalah is 111, right, with the Kava, Kuf Vav He, and the Kri is 106, Kuf Vav. The ratio of the Kri and the Ksiv is 3.14. Right? So even if you want to say the Torah just rounded it off to say Shloshim compared to Eser, the Kri and the Ksiv, which we know was given, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Ezra HaSofer writes about it in the Gemara and in the Darim, that's the ratio between the Kri and the Ksiv is 3.14, a remez to actual pi. Okay, we'll stop here by the two dots. Tomorrow we pick up with Zugos. We pick up with Zugos. Just by the way, I wanted to mention, there are many other Dafyomi tools on the OU website if you want to make use of them. There's the Daf Yomi Illuminated and then the Kitzur Adaf and all the other various tools to use. Feel free to make avail yourselves to all the different Ezra that the website provides. Okay, we'll stop here.